closet switch seat so I can actually see it.
Oh, I don't know how loud this is going to be. Let's turn it down a little bit.
Why does it seem like this is like the longest intro ever, right?
And it's not even the longest one, because the longest one is the Saw one.
That is pretty long, but this one's like a minute and a half. Really long too.
I know. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
And this is Samantha.
And you've downloaded episode 193. Thank you. 193.
I noticed.
We're almost at 200.
Last night, though, you had 192 twice.
Well, it's because of our Halloween one.
Yeah, the Halloween was fake 192.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Guys, we're alive.
Speaking of the Halloween episode, yeah. I am so sorry for my bad acting.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Someone's at the door. Should I get it?
Like,
it's your house. Answer the door.
But we were like, we couldn't redo it. We were just under so much stress, and
yeah.
Samantha had her baby with her, or
and my
Bailey,
daughter, yeah.
And the baby was like,
Bailey didn't want to help me watch her.
Mommy,
I'm tired.
Who cares?
Poor baby.
I know. I felt bad after that, but she was just saying it because she was being a butthead.
Shelby,
all.
Drink your juice. Our only comment on the whole thing. Shelby, drink your juice.
Yeah, no one said they liked it or didn't like it.
I know. I'm mad.
Did
they all excited to do it, too.
Have we checked we haven't checked the post office box lately. We should probably
do that. You have the key now, not me.
Yeah, there's a second one. I can't find it. I don't know where it is. And it's like $10 to replace. But, oh, well, that's another year.
True.
Thanks, Virgo.
We only need one.
What was I going to say?
We're going to.
I don't know. I can't read your mind.
No, it was something before the Halloween thing. I can't remember now. But yes, we have a contest to announce a winner for.
Yes, we do.
Yay.
What's the music? What kind of music should we do?
No, it could be like. I don't know.
I don't
know. I thought of, for some reason, the, but that's like charge.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So we had a contest to send in the most embarrassing stories ever. And we had 5 entries.
They were pretty funny.
And
yes.
They were all pretty funny. And thank you very much for sending them.
Mm-hmm.
And we read over them, and we all decided
unanimously
that this one.
And we did not read them together. We all read them at home on our own home emails.
Right.
And then
we
got
decided
together
from our
and
own.
We're like, what was your favorite? What was your favorite?
And
they were
all
three agreed. The same.
So. Yes. So we're going to go ahead and announce that winner. And the prize is a copy of Drew Ferguson's book, along with a special item that's going to be in there from all three of us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's spectacular.
It is.
It is.
We worked so hard on it yesterday. Oh, it was crazy. We can't discuss anything further.
Not yet,
but
anyway.
I believe that...
We've made history.
We have made podcast history.
I was just going to say that, twin.
And I think we should take a moment to thank Mr. Lou.
Yes.
Yes.
He's
for being there with
a
us.
A lot of
snaps
time
for
with
Lou.
Us. Yeah.
Free work. Free work. Well... Free to you guys. You don't know what I had to do.
Oh God.
Oh Lord.
Dirty.
That's another podcast.
I'm sure you weren't
the porno podcast.
I'm sure you weren't forced into anything you wouldn't have wanted to
do. I didn't do anything. We just drank. All right.
He said
so,
he liked pina coladas.
Getting caught in the rain. You know that song.
It was really good, and he doesn't make it with a mix. He makes it with cream of coconut, pineapple juice, and rum, and it was good.
He needs to make me one.
Yeah,
he offered yesterday, but I was like, no.
Yeah, in the middle of the day,
we need to
aware.
Yeah,
We totally need to get together on a Friday night.
And get drunk.
And get drunk and then record.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun.
Because I think that's...
I'll be calling our own hotline, be like, I'm drunk.
Oh, speaking of a drunk phone call.
I know. My husband, Franco.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
But you'll be lucky. You won't have to hear it because that's the second show that we're doing.
So we totally got off track, but we're going to read the winning entry from the winner.
Yes.
Well, if it's the winning entry, it would have to be from the winner.
Right. Shut up. I'm on a roundhouse.
Okay, I'm reading this, right?
Yeah, you're
going to
read it.
Samantha's going to read.
So Samantha and I are switching places real quick. Here we go.
Dun, 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 switching chairs. Dun, 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 ooh, switching chairs. I made a song
because
for
Ricky
this.
Can't read.
I don't like this. I feel like I'm out of... I feel like I'm out of control.
Out of control.
Okay. I didn't know how to put your, oh my God.
Your, on your, around your ear.
Yeah.
The thingamajigs. Yeah. He bends your ear. That was so funny. Look.
She had Downsy ear there for a minute.
Aw. You bent it. He bent it, but it was like, it was just,
why is he bending me?
It was weird to see someone do it.
Oh, that's what I was going to talk about, but we'll do that after.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow, this sounds weird.
The episode of The Direct Approach with British John, where he read my most embarrassing, all true story, I put it below, but it sounds much funnier when he read it aloud. If you don't like this one.
Oh. He sent another one in.
Okay.
The tanning lotion one.
That was pretty funny.
Okay, here we go. One of the greatest qualities about myself, besides the fact that I'm so humble, is that I love to make fun of stupid shit that I have done in the past. Nothing brings me greater pleasure than looking back on how far I've come. I'll never claim to be a rocket scientist. That's why I have Jed. Sorry. I don't want our kids learning anything from me, especially geography. Whole other story. I will, however, teach them to laugh at themselves and not to take things too seriously. As we are in negotiations with my near 2-year-old on toilet training, the following all true story comes to mind. In 1981, after years of driving around a beat up 1970 VW van without AC, my dad decided to break down and buy a new car. He bought a 1982 Chevy Impala, ghetto style. Back in the day, of course, it wasn't all that ghetto. It was just cheap. There was a chain of stores in Oklahoma City at that time called TGNY. I'm not sure if they're around any longer, but to put it in perspective, they were a quarter of a step up from Big Lots or any of those dime a dozen dollar stores you see around on every corner these days. Same stores that you know you'll get SARS from if you walk in the door. Yes, I do.
SARS?
My diet SARS. Pills make my mouth a little pasty.
I know what you mean, sister friend.
Sister friend.
They were so cheap that you could buy a pair of shoes for adults that came in little on a little plastic clippy hanger. So in case you suck at math like I do, I was 11 at the time. I had long passed my toilet training during daylight hours, and it had been many years since I had an accident while awake. My folks and I had been out for the day, and I'm sure we ate lunch at some foul buffet where the food had been sitting under a heat lamp for many days.
They had buffets back then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Don't you remember Ryan's, I think it was called?
Heck yeah. I totally went there for my high school graduation.
What?
Oh, God.
He graduated. Let's go to Ryan's.
Oh, my God. At least gross. We went to Applebee's.
And it was my sister's birthday the same day.
That's where I went to Applebee's for my graduation, too. Yep.
Cloned it.
Okay. We stopped at TGNY to pick up some shoes on a hanger when I had a feeling that every prepubescent boy fears, not the one where you get caught in the school, called up in.
Oh, womp womp.
I know better than you, Ricky. Okay.
Diss.
Not the one where you get called on in school to come up to the chalkboard and you've got full wood and you're wearing sweatpants with no underwear. I got the urge to shit. Not shit so much as I got a sudden urgency of diarrhea. Oh, I excused myself from the shoe department and ran as fast as I could to the outermost wall of the store. Anybody who has ever set foot into one of these stores knows that every single one of these establishments has their restrooms in exact same spot in every store. the centermost part of the far back wall. So I run to the furthest wall in the store, and you would, and wouldn't you know that this is the only store in history that doesn't have a standard location for their restroom. Not wanting to tell anyone that I was about to shit my pants, I didn't bother to ask any of the employees where the restroom was. I started diaphoresing big time. I broke into the coldest, wettest, most unnatural sweat imaginable running through the store. You would think I had just stuck my foditas in my jacket pocket and was trying to run from the law.
Foditas.
On a clippy hanger. I traced the entire outer walls well over 3 or 4 times. I finally spotted a sign that pointed out where the restrooms were and made a mad dash for the toilet. Once inside, I bolted the door, and just as I was unbuttoning my pants, I couldn't hold it any longer. I shat myself crazy. My Mount Vesuvius.
Mount Vesuvius. Oh.
Sorry.
A big ancient volcano.
Right? I'm sorry. I'm reading. I'm not thinking about... All right. Sorry.
Mount Vesuvius. Okay. Oh, that's... I love it.
Sorry. My Mount Vesuvius of an anus just came out. Hot liquid poo all over me. My clothes, the toilet, the wall, the floor, and probably the person in the stall next to me. I was completely devastated. I yanked the roll of half-ply toilet paper from its confines and proceeded to spread the goo as best as I could off my legs. It just wasn't happening. I had all these horrific thoughts running through my head that my entire 6th grade class would be standing outside the bathroom when I exited and see me. I would be the laughingstock of school. I took off my pants and underwear and stood bare-assed at the sink and tried to rinse my clothes out. But the poo just made my clothes look like they were stained with iced tea. After 45 minutes and a mob of angry people pounding on the door, I made my exit. To my relief, not a single classmate was standing at the door, but my mother and father were. I could see my father trying to mask his laughter. I could see the shame on my mother's face.
Shame.
I think I even heard her mutter something under her breath to a random stranger that I was her special son. My mother quickly rushed me out of the store into the parking lot when I heard her arguing with my father about how to get me home. I started sobbing when my father yelled, "He's not getting in my fucking brand new car." So he opened up the trunk and made me get in. Apparently, the store employees didn't think it was too funny, and they called the police. While I didn't really mind riding in the trunk of the car, and we didn't have all that far to go, this random stranger didn't think it was right. A few blocks from our house, the car slowed to a stop. I heard the muffled voice of a police officer talking to my father. I heard the key in the lock of the trunk, and the sunlight filled my darkened, stanky void. The cop took one look at me, covered in shit, looked at my father, and said, "Only 2 more blocks. Drive careful." And with that, slammed the trunk back closed. Fortunately for my little boy, neither of our cars have trunks, and even if they did, I would help my son laugh at himself when he shits himself and tells him it happens to the best of us. Aww. To the very best of us.
That is Freddie, and he's the winner of the book. So, Freddie, I need you to email us your information so we can go ahead and send that book out to you.
Yes. So, please do. Awesome, awesome story.
Yes.
And Samantha awesome. And I are going to switch places.
I laughed so hard when I heard that. I was crying.
I know, right?
Or when I, the first time I read it, I was like, oh my God.
I think I forwarded it to Nicole. I was like, oh my God.
You're like, you have to read this. And I was like, oh, Mount Vesuvius. Of the anus.
Great. How wrong. Description, even though I
know, right? He should totally write for real. He's a good writer.
He is.
How appropriate he wins a book.
Because he totally could have just said, yeah, whenever I was 11, I shit myself in the store department. Department store. Yeah,
and my dad made me ride in the trunk.
And how awesome is it that he put diarrhea in the story?
Yay! Exactly.
That's awesome. You That's why diarrhea is so funny.
Diarrhea.
Because it's always in a situation where you don't want it to be.
And you get hot and you get sweaty and you get chill bumps and you cannot hold it.
Exactly. Man. See, we all know. We've all been there.
We've all been there. All right, Ricky and I are going to switch places.
Okay. Switching seats. Switching seats. This is my switching seat song. It's awesome. Oh, yeah. Okay, it's done.
All right. Speaking of some great listeners and podcasters, I have to thank two podcasters. Was it last week? The week before last. God, we haven't recorded in forever, huh?
Right.
I got to my door and I see this box from Amazon. And I'm like,
I didn't order
anything from Amazon. And I look at the box, and it's addressed to Ricky Scher.
Hey, babes.
So I was like, oh, somebody must have sent me something off my Amazon wish list. I open it up, and Walt from We're Mean Because You're Stupid sent me Wise Girls.
Aww, yay!
And I smiled so big because you guys know I've been like having like depressies.
Yes. Yeah. And plus you love your Mariah.
Yes.
A lot.
So then I'm like, and let me read the email Walt wrote. Because I thanked him. Oh, God. Is it not here?
Guess you're not going to be reading it.
You won't go CB Seeps forever.
CB Seeps. So anyway, I'll find the email and, he sent me that. And then Thursday I get home and my box and my door's a little open, the screen door. And I was like, what is that? It's another Amazon box. I'm like, yay!
Right?
Christmas came early.
Holly from We're Mean Because You're Stupid sent me Glitter and the Goonies.
Aww, yay!
Yay for Goonies.
And I had a big smile and I was like, oh, thank you for making or let me have a great week.
You came to work the next day and you're like, I got Goonies. And you're
like, hey, like, you got cooties? I got Goonies. Oh, God. Remember how you used to laugh at that every time he did that at work?
It's so funny because the one time he had the napkin and the knife and he went and slid it.
Oh, like whenever he jumps down the sail of the pirate ship. What was the pirate's name? One Eye Willie.
Yeah.
Baby.
Hey,
and you know what? I've never seen Glitter.
How dare you?
I did watch Wise Girls, remember?
Bite your tongue for not seeing Glitter. It was only
biting my tongue.
The worst movie ever.
I started to say, I think that was the worst movie in like...
Other than like Geely.
I never saw that either. When people tell me movie's bad, I take their word for it.
And you're like, oh, I won't watch that then.
Well, while we have a moment, I want to let everyone know.
Oh, here's
over the weekend,
email.
I watched Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Fucking hilarious.
It's not just hilarious, it's fucking hilarious.
Yes. Oh my God. Just watch it and then you can email us at how funny you think it is. Because I guarantee everyone who watches
it. I
want to
watch it now.
Yeah. I have it. Well, my parents are watching it now, but if they are done, you can borrow it.
Okay. This is the email he sent. It was in my personal email, not FoulMonkey's. Sorry.
Oh.
It says, hey, Ricky. It's been hard trying not to say a word about the present coming, but I want it to be a total surprise. I wanted to do a little something to let you know that I think you're the shit. I figured a bad movie, sorry, I'm sure you'll adore it, would do the trick. I know you've been having a rough couple of weeks, too. I wish I could do more to make you feel better. I think you're the absolute best, and it hurts me to see you hurting.
Aww.
Mm. Tears, you're gonna make me cry.
Yes.
And I'm so happy I got to meet you in Florida, too. I was starting to worry that you weren't going to show up at Ryan's, and that made me sad. But you made it, and I was happy, because remember, it's ultimately about me.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah. And feel free to read my diarrhea poem on your show if you want. I felt it was appropriate for the packaging slip. Oh, and was the package addressed to your middle name. I hope so. I'm glad sure. I was able to make you smile. I think you're amazing, Walt.
Aww, so
thank
sweet.
You, Walt.
Where's your engagement ring? That totally sounds like I know, right? a proposal.
So on the packaging slip.
Slip. Yeehaw.
Virginia's coming out, E&M.
Yeehaw.
It says, when Ricky has a laughing fit, talking all about watery shit, diarrhea.
Yay, diarrhea.
All right, so we got some. All right, we did Freddie. He's the winner. Good job.
We need his address. He's got to mail it. Do you have it?
He's going to email it to me.
Okay. Oh, you already told him?
No, well, just I just did now. On the show, oh. So he's going to hear it tonight.
Give it the okay. program, Samantha. God.
Well, I don't remember God. Him saying, I don't remember you saying, email us and let us know your address. I must have been focused on something else.
You were, obviously.
Okay. Sorry. My bad. God, right. I had a downsies moment.
Aww. So wrong.
Love that. All right, so we have a phone call. You want to do some phone calls?
Yeah.
Let's do like three.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Phone calls. There.
Phone calls.
No. Okay. Only my version.
Here we go.
My fellow Americans, I just wanted to give you a call at the Pow Monkeys podcast and all the wonderful people that are there. And just to let you know that on Tuesday, November 4th, you have an opportunity to make a change and that you have the ability to vote for someone for president. But I just want to tell you about an election that's much more important than our world and our country. And what it is the podcast awards. And I just want to let you know that Ramble Redhead has to be your choice because he believes in change. And I just want to let you know that those opponents in this particular category at the podcast awards are simply just going to raise your taxes.
Category.
And they're just going to do things to you that are just unspeakable. Well, maybe the listeners of Foul Monkeys probably would like that. But anyway, I just want to say hello and to go vote for Ramble Redhead. Because at thepodcastawards.com, because it's important, and it's your duty, and it's your honor. God bless America. Vote for Obama, and vote for Ramble Redhead. RambleRedhead.com.
Oh, my. Dude, you should totally do, like, commercials.
I know, right?
Is that a real podcast thing? Why are we nominated for shit?
Well, because we don't have listeners that nominated us.
Aww.
Yeah. We barely have listeners that call in or email us or leave us reviews. So what makes us think that we're going to be on the podcast awards?
True. I should win for best co-host.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've been here longer.
Oh.
No, man.
Uh-oh.
Well, fine. I've been the best.
Wow.
Do you know how tempting it was to just pick up my glass of Crystal Light and throw it in your face? But I didn't want to mess up Ricky's microphone.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, roundhouse. I'm going to roundhouse kick everybody in this room.
No, you have a bad knee.
So do you.
I don't.
What was that? You're like,
no, but like, seriously, how great is it like that that someone we voted for actually won?
I know.
The first time I ever voted and the person won.
Oh, I was so happy. I cried.
Yeah. So did I.
Me too. Sean and I watched the victory speech, and we were like,
"What an amazing
moment!" Yeah, he was like, "This is a moment in history that we're going to be able to tell our kids like later." You know,
you
like,
emailed me at work, and you're like, "We watched the moment, or we watched it on TV. I cried. He held me. It was a moment."
She was like, "Cheesy."
I said, "Oh, that's from a movie,
but
isn't it?"
I really thought it was a special moment, and that's all that matters. Oh. You wouldn't know what it's like to have a special moment with a man.
Oh!
I was fixing to get real mean, but I stopped myself.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Next call.
Hello, this is Melanie again. I completely forgot, but I needed to leave this. When you're cheering for Obama, but your colon screams for mama, diarrhea.
Oh, menage a trois it. Yeah. I can't reach hands. I'm too far away. Okay, we did it.
We were all kind of relaxed at that moment. Oh, wait.
Right. Menage a trois it.
We did. Because we all went, oh, at the same time.
When you're, what was it? When you're voting for Obama.
Cheering for Obama.
When you're cheering for Obama.
And your colon screams, oh, mama. Or screams for mama.
Screams for mama.
Those will never get old.
I know.
Ever.
And I hope people keep calling and giving them to
us. I'll be 80 and I'll be like, diarrhea.
I happen to disagree with that, and I'm sick of the diarrhea thing.
We didn't ask you.
I know.
God, bitches.
Nicole is hating on Samantha today, and I'm going to bust a bitch in the face.
Well, I might have to change your good poem to a bad one.
Oh.
I'll ad lib.
All right, one more phone
Trust.
Call.
When it's coffee that you're sipping, but your asshole isn't dripping, diarrhea.
Coffee totally gives you diarrhea. It does.
Every morning, I was like, Samantha, you want to go to the bathroom with me? I got poop.
She's like, yes, me too.
I drink coffee so much now that it doesn't give me the poops.
Oh, that's nice.
Except pilates.
And you drink those all the time?
I know. But so Adipex also prevents me from...
So you're either going to shit a lot or not shit at all.
Yeah, exactly. It like backs up
There's
for
no
days.
There's no happy medium.
No. It doesn't give you that problem?
No.
You're lucky.
I still can poop.
There's lucky. Nothing worse than diarrhea is the exact opposite. Is being constipated.
I'm normally like a every couple of days pooper,
yeah,
and it's pretty much stayed the same.
But you know, men poop every day.
I know.
Sometimes twice.
That is crazy. Like, I can imagine pooping every day. I'm like, damn, give me a couple of days at least.
I want to go touch my butt every
right?
day, other than a shower.
There's nothing wrong with touching your butt.
Right.
The way you said that, there's nothing wrong with touching your butt.
Sean thought there was something wrong with me. He's like, you only poop every couple days. You need to tell your doctor.
You're like, that's
like,
just
no,
how I,
it's normal for women.
Just how I roll.
Right?
Calm down.
That's weird. All right, so we have some poems to go through.
Yes, we do.
The first one is for Brother Casey.
Yes.
And actually, he has a phone call for us, but it's on the next show.
Okay.
This is what Brother Casey wrote. 5-star review, of course, because that's what it's supposed to be. This show always leaves me laughing. I love to hear the opinions of Herb, which I sometimes agree with, sometimes not. But bless him for having the balls to say it. I love how Ricky is so mellow and chill.
Like, when's the last time he listened to the show?
Well, this is an old review, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I had to catch up because I guess Herb did some in the past, but I had to start like where. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay. Brother Casey. You said we always leave you laughing, and really, that's our goal. To make your stomach ache, that is the ultimate toll. Making fun of Ricky and his old decrepit self is good for hours of laughter because he's ready for the shelf. Herb is no longer with us, but the show is great and sweet. So keep on listening to it, and we'll give you a special treat.
Yay! Brother Casey.
Ricky's old and decrepit. Okay.
All right, next.
Well, we might need to go a little bit out of order because Samantha is in this next poem and she wants to hear it, mm-hmm. and she has to be on the show.
Who wrote it?
It is from Guru Nudie.
Okay. Guru Nudie, 5 stars, like it as it should be.
Right.
For my money is the best dang podcast hauling out of Polk County, Florida. Oh, hailing. Sorry.
You had a Townsies moment like me.
Hauling. It's not even spelled H-A-L-L.
Oh, stupid.
Friends in Lakeland, Florida tackled the burning issues of the day with laughter. Lots and lots of laughter. Ricky is the lovable teddy bear of a ringmaster to the...
Yeah, I didn't know what that was either.
Insouciant and sassy poetess Nicole and the exotic and sultry Samantha.
Ooh.
Digs it.
These three can make a drunken sailor blush.
Love it. A drunken
More
sailor.
Often than not, I find myself laughing, chuckling, guffawing.
Guffawing.
It's okay. I don't even know that word.
I read at a second grade level.
Bailey can read better than you.
And snorting right along with them. A treasure.
Okay. Guru Nudie, which, by the way, I love that little name.
I know.
I'm going to change all of my names to that. Guru Nudie. Okay. Ricky is a teddy bear. With that much, I agree. Because he is rotund and furry. And cuddly. Like
rotund.
Like a grizzly.
Me.
I am sassy and smart and write poems that are great. I have a great sense of humor. And I'm humble, too. Can't you relate? Samantha is exotic and sultry and hot. All the fellows want her. They all want a shot. Making sailors blush is a talent only we possess. Only the most awesome people like us. No one else can pass the test.
Awesome.
Woo! Woo, woo, poems, poems.
Can I get a woo, woo, woo? Ooh, ooh. We're so stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, Walt wanted me to say, happiness can be bought from an Amazon wish list, but if your address isn't associated with it, happiness may never make it to your house or P.O. box. And Amazon masks it so no crazy stalkers can get to it. Just saying, y'all. So I guess he's been trying to send somebody some presents off the wish list, but there's no address on it. So
Oh. I need to make a wish list because it's not fair that only you get presents.
Well, I'm...
You're the cuddly ringmaster teddy bear.
Like I said, I'm going to have to like find a guy, fall in love with him for 2 weeks, and break up with him so I can get presents all the time.
Well, I'm always
You're
single.
You're horrible. I
need sympathy presents.
Samantha's like that's stingy.
Yeah, I don't feel like I need presents.
After that hard
work... No, you don't need them, but you want them.
After we did that hard work yesterday, very hard work.
Yeah, it was hard work.
It was. I wanted to go home and take a nap, and I did not get a chance to.
3.5 hours.
But when you get gifts, I enjoy them with you and watch them with you.
Yeah, because
you got the
it's going to be glitter and Wise Girls.
So
did
I'm
you ever watch
that.
Wise Girls?
Yeah.
Did
I watched
it together.
Yeah. Oh. We didn't watch it together, no. I watched it by myself.
Oh, okay. That's a very good movie. All right, so I guess this is going to be the end of the show.
Really? Thank you. Already?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
30:45.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sweet ass.
Mama,
so
what's a
thank
piece
you,
of your
Freddie. Congratulations.
Oh, sorry. That parrot from Scary Movie right. 2.
Thank you, Freddie, for sending in your story. It was very funny, and we'll be sending your book out soon.
Congratulations.
Yay.
And let's see what else. Keep sending us phone calls. We love phone calls. Leave us reviews on iTunes. We're on the first page of personal journals, but we're like in the number 7 spot. And I want to be like in number 1 or 2. So in order for us to do that, we need like 10.
10 what?
Reviews. Oh. 5-star reviews. And we need them like in a week.
No.
Because the faster they come in closer together, the higher we move.
Oh.
So if somebody writes us one last month and then someone writes us this month, we can't move up because it doesn't.
I got
you
it.
Know, I need more reviews in a shorter amount of time.
Got it.
So go ahead and do that. And
that.
We have like 400 listeners, so there's no reason why there should at least be 300 reviews.
Right.
All 5-star, of course.
I saw a 1-star on there. I got
that's
pissed.
Old though. That's really.
I
old.
Was like,
"Who
do
was
I
on
need
the show?
To write a
did
poem?
You read it? It was dirty.
I know.
You should totally write one for the next show.
I'm gonna. Well,
bitch face
for the next show.
Bear facts. We already made fun of him or her, but it's probably a guy because he's bitchy and a queen or something.
Yeah. Ooh.
He said you were like a stereotype or something.
He's just jealous. Bear like, facts. Fuck you.
Fuck you with your lame name.
Right.
All
right.
So we're out of here.
Email us
at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Call us at
206-984-FOUL.
P.O. box us at
725 Lakeland, Florida 33802.
Leave us reviews.
And iTunes.
Yes.
Weird.
I don't know. I just got randomly like
that was
order-ish.
Robotic.
Email us. Call us. Domo.
All right, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
And this is Samantha.
Holla.
Goodbye.
Bye.